What time is it? It's KD time. You are now listening to the podcast KD Time. On this show, you'll laugh along as I talk about random topics and give wacky stories. I talk about TV shows I love, music I enjoy, movies in their vastness, being a New Yorker, and much, much more. A big welcome to you from your host, Keone. Hey KD Time fans, welcome back to another episode of KD Time. What have I been up to, you ask? Well, I'm back at work physically in the building, and we're doing this little soft open thing where basically there's a handful of people here, and I'm just here as support, basically, right? I mean, I did come in every now and then without the people actually being here, which was quiet and chill, but it was just for a short period of time. You know, I came in for a couple hours and that was it. But now it's weird because I'm so used to the office being filled with people, you know, like close, not even just my floor alone, but like floors going from 3 to 10. It was always filled with people, and now it's just kind of like an eerie shell of what it used to be. I'm like, man, this is different. It's just weird now, you know? It's a little awkward because it's so quiet. Like, at least before, with everybody being on the floor, there was more, you know, there was more involvement and more interaction. So that's what I miss, I guess, the interaction. Also, going to work on the trains and buses is a little better because it's not as crowded. I mean, in the very beginning, there wasn't anybody going on the trains and buses because everybody was at home, obviously. But now that people are going back to work and it's still not crowded, that is a blessing. I tell you, that is a blessing, especially being here in New York City where everybody and their mama usually was on the bus. Now it's only part of people's mama. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's way better now. Way better now. And I don't, you know, I especially don't love not, I don't love being a sardine, you know, being on top of one another. So it's better. It's just better. I hate it. I do not want to go back to that. I repeat, I do not want to go back to being packed in on buses and trains with people. Some that would have some very funky odors. Some that just felt like they needed to lean up against you even though there's more space. Or just in general, like, I have taken this pandemic to mean to me that that's not okay. And I knew it wasn't okay before, but now I'm just kind of like, that's really not okay. And I do not want to go back to that type of living anymore. Like, no, I don't want to go back to that. A quick shout out to those who were hired to clean the trains in between routes. Like, I get off at the very last stop on one of the trains. And so, like, I see them just kind of, like, rush in onto the train, clean, wipe down the poles, wipe down the seats, mop the floor, spray, and whatever. I let them do their thing before I hop on the train. And I just want to thank them. I don't think they get thanked enough. Thank you so much because you are essential and you are doing an amazing job keeping the trains as clean as possible for us as we travel. Anyway, in this episode, I will be going over which songs had the quote-unquote better title. On my many browsing/scrolling mindless adventures on BuzzFeed, there was a weigh-in topic of conversation on song titles. I chose, and some folks agreed with my choices and others not so much, and it piqued my interest because I thought to myself, you know, I didn't even realize how many songs had the same title that weren't the exact same song, because, you know, there's some people that like to repeat songs over and over and over and do covers and blah, 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 blah. But I didn't even realize that there were songs out there that had the same title and they just had different singers and different, like a whole different vibe altogether. So it piqued my interest and I was kind of like, why not, you know? And as well, on this episode, I'll give myself some younger advice, and I have a story about traveling to work during COVID and just what I've seen during this pandemic over the past several months. So let's get into it. So, welcome back. The song titles, right? Song titles, you may not have realized, but there are a lot of song titles out there with the same name. There are usually so many people that's talking about the same thing, and some of these titles are gonna sound pretty obvious, and when I say who they're sung by, there are people that I haven't even listened to before that have made songs with titles of people that I've heard the song before. I know that sounds funny, but let's just get started. All right, the first song is Superstar. They have Lupe Fiasco, Taylor Swift, The Carpenters, Usher, Jamelia, I think that's how her name is pronounced, and Marina. Right off the back, you can tell that I've never heard of Jamelia. Like, her name is Jamelia. And if you have heard of her, then please enlighten me, because I did not know she was a singer, I didn't know who she was, and I don't know how she pronounces her name. But I'm going to choose, out of these six songs for the word superstar, I'm going to choose Lupe Fiasco. Oh, most people, 24% chose Taylor Swift. And I chose Lupe Fiasco because, well, one, because the song was in my 18th birthday, like when my entourage was coming out and my court, you know, were coming to the stage before I showed up. And I also really like Usher's Superstar because it's from his Confessions album, and I thought that album was bomb. I think I'm going to do an episode dedicated to that album because that album is still iconic to me. But yeah, like 19% picked Jamila and 5% picked Marina. I don't know who she is. I don't know what that is. All right, moving on. The next song, Rockstar. I might even be a rock star. As, right off the bat, that is Hannah Montana. Then we have Nickelback's Rockstar, DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch, Rockstar, and last, Post Malone featuring 21 Savage. Because I sang Hannah Montana, I'm going to choose Hannah Montana. Nickelback. Nickelback and Post Malone are tied with 37%, and then Hannah Montana is 19%, and DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch is 7%. That's actually pretty sad, because DaBaby is getting more popular now, but now I gotta see. I gotta find out that Nickelback song if I've heard it before. I probably did. I probably have. All right. The next song is FU. They have CeeLo Green and Lily Allen. I'm picking CeeLo Green. Yeah, that makes sense. 68% said CeeLo and 32% said Lily Allen. Mind you, these votings are, you know, in the 82Ks, like, or it's a lot of people are voting on this, so I'm not the only one out here thinking the same thing. Look at this photograph. This next song, Photograph, they have Nickelback and they have Ed Sheeran. This is a little tough because I do know both songs and I enjoy both songs. But I think I'm going to have to go with Ed Sheeran. Yeah, Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran got 61%. And Nickelback at 39%. Because, like, honestly, I know Nickelback's Photograph song, but I really just know that line. That's the line that comes to my head when I think of the word photograph. Look at this photograph. But when it comes to the actual song, I like Ed Sheeran's way better. Ooh, this one's a good one. I always like this song. The song is Somebody to Love. Now, just by saying that, you guys should know right away, Queen, right? Queen, with Freddie Mercury and all of his glory with his voice. I also really love this song because it was in the movie Ella Enchanted with starring Anne Hathaway, and she sings it to a bunch of giants, and I just love that she sings it to them, and she's feeling it, and she's just like, they're like, sing, and she's singing, and they're like, dance, and she's dancing, and then and you're just kind of like, okay, you like, put more soul into it, and she's going all out. So but the other person is Justin Bieber featuring Usher, and I like that song too. It was back in his, you know, swoop his hair days, when his hair would just kind of swoop to the side, before Selena Gomez, before he got all tatted up. Yeah, so I'm definitely going to choose Queen on that one. Yeah, just like everybody else, 82% picked Queen. The 18%, I'm pretty sure, is probably like tweens that were obsessed with Justin Bieber at a time. All right, next song is Forever and Always. I've actually don't think I've heard this song before. Taylor Swift and Parachute. I feel like I've heard of the group Parachute. I am not 100% sure who they are. So I'm going to choose Taylor Swift just because I know who she is. Yeah, 74% picked Taylor Swift and 26% picked Parachute. And I think it's mostly because we don't know who Parachute is. And I should probably do better about that. You know, I will make sure that I do my research on these folks that I don't know. The next song is Stronger, and I know Stronger by all three of these artists that are here: Kanye West, Kelly Clarkson, and Britney Spears. I am going to choose, and I know this is going to be like really, like, yes, really, I'm going to choose Kanye West, because his song was a banger. Harder, better, faster, stronger. And that don't kill me, can only make me stronger. Man, what? Kelly Clarkson. I love the song, but I love Kanye's song more. Like, I just do. 40% pick Kelly Clarkson, 32% pick Kanye, and 28% pick Britney Spears. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Right away. That's Hadaway, right away. That's the song I think of as soon as I hear that lyric, What is Love? And I absolutely love the song, mostly because it reminds me of a time at camp with my junior counselor at the time. And anytime that song came on, we would just jump up and dance, and we would make our girl campers laugh and just giggle, and they loved it. They were just kind of like, who are these two wacky people? And I'm just like, we were just having a great time. We had a blast, you know, just jamming out to What is Love every single time we played it, every single time. The other people in the category are V Bozeman. I think I've heard of her. She looks familiar. Twice and Never Shout Never. I've heard of Never Shout Never, but I don't think I've heard of their song. So I'm going to choose Hadaway, because obviously. Yeah, 60% chose Hadaway, just like me. Then following up, 18% Never Shout Never, 15% V Bozeman, and then Twice has 7%. So I'm guessing that some folks know Twice, because I have no idea who that is. At all. Sorry. I will do better about listening to you. Next, there is Love Song by Lana Del Rey and Sara Bareilles. I'm going to choose Sara Bareilles because I love her song. Yeah, 68% agreed with me. 32% agreed with Lana Del Rey. I like Sara Bareilles' song because of the story behind it. Because the story is that the company, or her label, I should say, her label wanted her to write a love song, and she gave them a love song, and it's this, and it's not a love song. She's like, I'm not gonna write you a love song. If you ask for it, if you need one, you see, I'm not gonna write you a love song. And then it's so good. Like, this is the song that introduced me to Sara Bareilles. And from there, I was just kind of like, oh, I love her. All right, next, Blow. Beyonce, Kesha. I like them both. I do. I like them both. I think that I've heard Beyonce's Blow more than I've heard Kesha. Beyonce's just Beyonce. I love Beyonce. But I'm going to choose her. Oh, snap. 65% pick Kesha, 35% pick Beyonce. Huh. That's interesting. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. All right. The next song is SOS. And to be fair, there are two artists that sing the same song. Because one is based on the actual song. So, SOS. They have Jonas Brothers. They have Rihanna. They have ABBA. And then Pierce Brosnan and Meryl Streep. Now, ABBA. I love ABBA, you know? And Pierce Brosnan and Meryl Streep, they are just singing ABBA's song in Mamma Mia. So it's like, I can't say that, I can't choose between those two because they're the same exact song. Only sung by, two different groups or whatever. Jonas Brothers and Rihanna. Like, I like Jonas Brothers. I wasn't like a super duper fan, but I love some of their music here and there. But I like Rihanna, okay? I'm gonna choose Rihanna because SOS, please someone help me. It's not healthy for me to feel this. Why are you? Oh man, why are you? Oh, why are you making this so hard? Yeah, yes! 45% chose with me. Rihanna. Then there's ABBA, 27%, Jonas Brothers, 22%, and 6% goes to Pierce Brosnan and Meryl Streep. You know why? Because ABBA's right there. You can't choose the cover song with the original right there. Come on now. Shucks. Huh. All right. Next song. Trouble. There's trouble. Oh, here's Never Shout Never again. Wow. Wow. Okay. I really gotta listen to Never Shout Never because I feel like I have. All right, we have Iggy Azalea featuring Jennifer Hudson, Pink, Cage the Elephant, Coldplay, and Halsey. I think I'm gonna go with Pink on this one. Yeah, 49% chose Pink with me. 14 for Coldplay, 11 Iggy, 10 Halsey, 9% went to Cage the Elephant, 7% went to Never Shout Never. Okay. California Girls or Girls. So they chose, California Girls for Katy Perry with the I in it, or California Girls with the U in place of the I for the Beach Boys. California Girls were unforgettable. And there's the Beach Boys. California Girls. All right. I'm gonna go with Katy Perry. Ooh, wow. 71% chose Katy Perry featuring Snoop Dogg. And I think it's just because it's a newer, it's compared to the Beach Boys, it's just a newer song. Also, it's way more active and like dancey, so people heard it more in the like in the parties and whatever. And the Beach Boys, their song California Girls, it's good. I mean, I remember listening to it on Full House with Jesse, 'cause he had them on there at one point. So I can understand why 71% chose Katy Perry and 29% chose the Beach Boys. This is not me, y'all. This is whoever took this, weigh-in quiz. All right. Next, we have Without Me with Eminem and Halsey. Oh man, this is a little tough. This is a little tough to choose because I like Halsey. She's good, She like thinking you can live without me. It's such a, it makes me feel like, yeah, like you think you can live without me? Tell me how it feels. And then Eminem is like, "Feel so empty without me. This looks like a job for me, so everybody come follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without me." Ah, oh, this is a tough choice. I might just have to review the results on this one and go back and choose, but I don't want to. Ah, oh, nah, 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 nah. I'm going to go with Eminem. Ah, yes, okay. 61% said Eminem, 39% said Halsey. Yeah, that makes sense to me. That makes sense to me. All right. The final song. The champ is here. No, I'm sorry. That's not the song. The final song is Breathe by Anna Nalick and Taylor Swift featuring Colby Calais. I'm going to tell you right now that when I looked at the word Breathe, and I automatically thought of the 3 a.m. Breathe, and it brings me back to a time where it was almost on every TV show that I watched. Smallville, Grey's Anatomy, The Vampire Diaries, 90210, The Gossip Girl. Like, it was on every show for that, you know, sad-ish, sad moments or whatever. And so that is the song that I'm going to choose, Anna Nalick for Breathe. 3 a.m. Oh, that hurts my heart. More people chose Taylor Swift featuring Colby Calais. 39% picked Anna Nalick. Listen, I love that song. I don't know all of her songs. Also, there was a time period where I was more obsessed with YouTube than I am today. And what I mean by that is, I was obsessed with finding videos that people like you and me would make, and, like, you know, clip TV show characters together. They would clip TV show characters together, like, okay, for example, I would go online and search for, you know, Smallville. So I would type in Smallville, then I would type in Smallville, Clark and Lana, or something like that. And at the time, like, it was so simple. You would type it in, and then you'd find whatever clip that you wanted to see, or whatever, like, video of just the two of them talking, so you could, like, rewatch it. And that's what I did. I rewatched a lot of the videos that came, like, just the small clips that came from other episodes. It came from episodes because I just wanted to see that small clip just to, like, relive it. And then as I was doing that, I would notice that there were, like, videos made of a couple from the TV show. So then I dove into that, where I was just kind of like, oh, wow, like, people legit would make it like a music video for TV show characters. And I just got so enthralled in how easy it looked to do. And, you know, I would just sit there and watch for hours. Like, watch Delana, Damon and Elena, or Stefan and Elena, Stelena, or McDreamy and Meredith Grey, or, you know, Clark and Lois, or people from Seventh Heaven, or people from One Tree Hill, Gossip Girl with Nate and Serena. Like, I would just watch all of these different, like, OTPs or One True Pairs for videos, and I would just spend hours watching them to all these different musics. And Anna Nalick's Breathe, that one was a big one for a lot of them, because you know how drama TVs are. They're just so dramatic. And so when you put that song with a bunch of sad clips where they're hurting each other, like, the two characters are hurting each other, you're just kind of like, yes, this song makes so much sense, and da da da. Anyway, that was I'm sorry, I went on a small tangent. That was which of these songs with the same title is better. Also, to backtrack a little bit, when I read the word trouble, in my head, I immediately thought of I Knew You Were Trouble by Taylor Swift. And I understand that that song is not called Trouble. It just has trouble in the title. Like, I knew you were trouble. But that's the song I thought of when I first saw Trouble. All right. So stay tuned for a story and for a younger self advice to myself. Yeah? Yeah. Now it's time for a younger self advice segment. This time, what would you say to your past self about school dances? Well, I was a very shy kid. And I was even so much shy that I wouldn't dance at family parties because I was that shy and I didn't really know how to dance fully. So what I would tell my younger self, I'm like, you're at a school dance. I know that it's scary because people might dance better than you, or you're thinking about how silly you'll look when you're dancing. Just dance. Who cares? No one is going to care that you're dancing there, because then if you're dancing, maybe they'll get other people to dance. So just dance. You're at a school dance for a reason. You wanted to go to the school dance. So dance. Have fun and dance. You know? Do the two-step if you have to, you know? When it comes to dancing at school events, you're gonna regret spending those first 20 minutes to an hour just standing around by the food table. You're gonna regret those. So just dance, have fun, and dance to the music. Now, if the DJ isn't playing good music, then that's not your fault. If he's not, you know, putting you in the mood to dance, then that's not your fault. But if it's a song that you know and you've probably danced around in your room before, then you dance. You dance. Be brave and dance. So, the story that I wanted to tell you guys, I have a story about commuting between my house and work for COVID. I have a couple, but this is the story I wanted to tell you. So in the very beginning, I wasn't going anywhere, right? I wasn't going to work. We were all quarantined at home and blah, blah, blah. And then after some time, the office basically was just kind of like, oh, well, can you start going in at least once a week, because, you know, there's mail that needs to be collected and tended to, and packages, and, you know, stuff that just, we just needed to come into work. So every week, for at least once a week, we were going into work. And then gradually, as time kept going on, it expanded to 2 days, and then sometimes 3 days a week. But at first, it was just, you know, the one day. And when I tell you that going to work during the pandemic, it was absolutely empty. The streets were empty. The trains were empty. But I remember in the very beginning, I would wear, like, I would be in full garb. So I had on a mask. I had on gloves. And I would basically bundle up because it was still kind of cold. Like, it was April-ish. And it was just kind of, it wasn't warm outside yet. It wasn't hot. And I just remember, I didn't touch anything. I would sit on the train, clutching my bag and everything, just like close to the chest. And I did not, like, I was like freaked out. Like, because this was before, it was before they started cleaning, you know, the trains and stuff. Like, they were cleaning the trains, but not enough that I was like, I could see people cleaning them before I got on, you know. And this lady, I remember, she came onto the train and she had a mask on, she had on whatever she needed to have on, but she didn't have on gloves. Like, she had on a mask and she didn't have on gloves, and she had these disposable, like, Purell wipes. And I remember she pulled him out and she like was wiping the seat down and just kind of like, wiping the back of the seat, wiping where she was gonna sit, and just doing all of this cleaning, right? And then she used another one. She opened up another one to like to wash her hands, and then she just left everything on the ground of the train, like on the floor of the train car. She left everything on the floor of the train car, the dirty wipes, the thing that you rip to open it up to take it out. And me, and mind you, at the time it was just me and this other lady on the train. Like, it was me and one other person, and then this lady who came on to do all that cleaning, she came on after us. So it was the three of us on this one train car, and she did that. She just dropped everything on the ground with the nonchalant thought, like, oh, it's not my problem. This is, I'm someone else is gonna clean it up. And I gave her the nastiest New York glare that I could think. Like, I was glaring her down. Kind of like, how dare you? How dare you just drop your trash on the ground that clearly you made? And then on top of that, guys, on top of that, she took out food to eat on the train. Yeah. If you're shocked or you have like a weird expression on your face right now, yeah, she took out food to eat. She took out food to eat on the train. And I'm like, oh, if I normally cursed on my podcast, there would be some colorful words on here. But I was just like, girl, what is your problem? I was just so upset. And I looked at the other lady that was on the train, I remember. And we looked at each other and we were just kind of like, Like, all right. So that's pretty funny, 'cause like, whenever you're walking on the street, like even before COVID, whenever you're walking on the street and if two or more people saw something crazy happen and you look around to see if another person saw what you just saw, and then you see somebody else just kind of like, what the heck? What happened just now? What was that? And yeah, that's what it felt like, 'cause I was just like, it was just me and that other lady before crazy lady came on deciding to dirty up the train and all that. And I was just like, we just looked at each other like, she serious? Like, I'm seeing, you seeing what I'm seeing, right? But yeah, man, it was wild. It was wild. And I just remember I was just like, see, this is exactly why, like, you just know that people don't care. Like, people don't give two craps about another person. Because how do you go onto a train, or how do you go anywhere with that mentality that, oh, someone else is gonna clean it up? Why would you create a mess for someone else to clean up? Common courtesy says, do not do that. If you make a mess, you clean it up. And I know that, like, I know that I have a story, and I'm probably gonna talk about it later, like in a different podcast. But it's just like, I really want to know when the transition from a kid who's always told to do the right thing, to, take responsibility, to, be the upstanding person or whatever, went from there to being a selfish asshole of an adult. When did that transition happen? Did it happen in high school? Did it happen in junior high school? Did it happen in college? Like, when did that become a thing? Like, you have to understand that when you're a kid, you're always being told that you're not doing the right thing the majority of the time. Like, and kids, you get bogged down. Like, when I was a kid, I think I've said this before, but when I was a kid, I was always looked at as the example. Like, you're the oldest, so you should know better. Yeah, I think I've definitely said that before. You're the oldest, you should know better. And so, like, as I got older, I always felt like, okay, I am the oldest. I should know better. I should be some pers be a person that other people can look up to, you know? And because of that mindset, I always felt like I couldn't truly be a kid because I wasn't told, like, I wasn't allowed to be a kid. You know what I mean? Okay. I'm going on a tangent. I'm going left with that. I feel like you guys get where I'm coming from when I talk like that. But it's just like, yeah, like when because I was the oldest, I felt like I had to do everything right. I couldn't mess up. I couldn't just be myself, be a kid or whatever. And so with that mindset, like I couldn't just be a kid. I couldn't just be, you know, a child. And then, so like now as an adult, I'm thinking back and I'm just kind of like, well, because all of this teachings was brought into me, like I know that throwing trash on the ground is a no-no. Like, so I'm just thinking to myself, when I saw this lady just decide to toss the stuff on the ground, like, who raised you? Who told you that that was okay? You know? And now that the trains are a little bit more, I wouldn't say packed, but they're a little bit more where there's more people definitely going to work every day. There's more people on the trains now. We're still not, well, we're still sort of social distanced. I mean, you got your mask on and you come on the train and you're by yourself for a good period of time before more people start coming on. Or it definitely depends on which train car you're in. So I'm choosing to be in the last train car because it's mostly easier for me to get to where I need to go from the last train car. But if you're in like the middle, then I would say it's a lot more crowded there. When I say a lot more crowded, I mean like there are people that are sitting next to each other with a little bit of space in between, you know, and then there's people standing next to each other or in front of each other. So it's not how it used to be where you know, people would legit try and sit in that little crevice of a space that's in between you and another person, but it's getting there, right? And so like even with that, and then I see like people who blatantly don't have a mask on being on the train, and I know that the policy like for the cops now is to fine people who don't have on a mask, which I will say, you know, if it's a homeless person, then obviously they shouldn't be fined because you know, they're homeless. And yes, you can get a mask from, you know, certain train booths, but if they're, you know, some homeless folk in New York City are always like high or it's a whole thing. But my point is that like now with people who are grown and know that they need to be wearing a mask or just have it over their nose. There's a bunch of pictures all over the darn train that have the whole like best, better, bad thing where if it's under your nose, then that's not good. If it's under your chin, then that's not good. If it is completely covering your nose and your mouth, then it's perfect. If you're talking to someone and you don't have a mask on, that's bad. If you have a mask on and you're talking to someone that also has a mask on, then that's better, but not talking to them at all and just kind of looking in your phone or looking in a book is best. They have all this everywhere on the train. They have them everywhere, and yet people still come on the train without a mask on. And it's just kind of like, I know that you obviously don't care about your life, but why are you making it difficult for everybody else? Like, the amount of stares I've given because people aren't wearing a mask is just ridiculous. And I don't care what you do when you come off the train, all right? I really don't. But if you want to sit next to me without a mask on, that's just disrespectful, man. I don't care if I'm wearing a mask. You need to be wearing a mask too, all right? Just to respect people and their general safety. Like, I don't understand why some adults, like I'm an adult. I don't understand why other adults don't find the common courtesy to just do the right thing. That I just don't understand that at all. Like, I know you had some type of upbringing where you know right from wrong, and if you didn't, then that's a darn shame. But you got here now, and it's not as though the understanding of right and wrong has just disappeared. Like, there's still clear guidelines for right and wrong, okay? Like, there's still an obvious choice between this is correct and this is incorrect, and yet you're still in the incorrect bubble. So how adult are you? I don't think you're an adult because you don't act like you're an adult when you are clearly doing the wrong thing. I'm sorry. That concludes my story. And that's the end of this episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Episode 22. This one was really just about the songs and how crazy it is that there are so many different songs that have the same title but are completely different. And the fact that I need to listen to a lot more music. I thought I listened to a lot of music, but I clearly don't. I need to listen to a lot more music because of how I reacted to the names of people I've never heard before, like Twice and Jamile. Like, I never heard of those artists, but now that I have, it gives me an opportunity to give them a chance and listen to them and see if I like them, because that's all it really takes, is to quickly listen to a few songs and then bam, you could be a fan just like that. And I hope you guys enjoyed that story. I mean, I didn't tell it with hope that you guys would, like, be angry or upset with the fact that some New Yorkers are just rude and, you know, selfish or whatever. But I really just told the story just to, like, introduce you to the fact that this does happen in public transportation. But there are many stories that I have, and there are many stories that I've heard over the years of just people and public transportation. And so, yeah, that's the end of the episode. Again, I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Katie Time Podcast. I am more active on Twitter than I am on Instagram, but that doesn't mean that you can't reach me there. All right, deuces. Hey, Katie Time fans, don't forget to subscribe to wherever you're listening to this on for weekly updates. There's new episodes every week, and you can send me feedback by following me on Twitter and Instagram at Katie Time Podcast, or you can email me at katietimepodcast@gmail.com. Whichever you prefer to hit me up. I'd really appreciate hearing from you guys. Thanks.